This segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Oh, yeah, welcome! Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And I got my assistant right next to me by the name of Princess, my cat. She's on board. I hope you're on board for a good show tonight. We got a really good show for you tonight. That's right. Don't forget to call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Don't forget, we are the bridge. That's what we say. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. Before we get started tonight, I got to introduce you to our players tonight. That's right. To my left, I don't even want to call her anymore. She's my nurse. She's my co-host. She's my everything. My beautiful wife, Lynn Golder, co-host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome to the night before Halloween edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Today is what? October 30th. Mischief Night, October 30th.
Ooh, I love. And all the way from Ocala, Florida, our guest co-host, the one, the only, Mr. and Reverend Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hello, Mike, hello, Charles. Welcome, Charles.
Welcome, Charles.
It's tradition. Charles usually does the Halloween show with us.
And in the studios, the only one in the studio tonight, the radio studios. Don't forget, this is a live radio show. The one, the only, the producer, the engineer, the one who sets all the dials right. Hopefully it's right. The one, the only, Chris Shaw. Chris, are you there?
He's there. Hey, Chris. Hey, I got a lot going on over here. Yeah, it's a lot going on my end over here. It's dark, and I should have turned on the lights when I came in, but I was just trying to keep it cool. I'm hearing all types of voices in here.
Oh, dear. The air conditioner's broken?
I don't know. I'm hearing stuff, so I'm just hearing stuff.
Oh, it must be some ghosts in the house.
It's something. I don't know what it is.
Tonight is mischief night.
Lock the door.
Yeah.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Where are you doing?
We're doing. Don't forget, folks, if you're driving the car, make sure you got some good tires on the car. Make sure you got four wheels. It helps. Hey, by the way, folks, I'll tell you something.
I was looking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash. It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
See, it's stuff like that just happening. That just came out of nowhere. That just came out of nowhere. It's stuff like that that's happening tonight.
Sounds like it's haunted to me.
I know. I got to call somebody besides you.
Aren't they called the Ghostbusters?
Do they really exist in today's world?
I don't know if I ever told you these, folks. My parents had that song. I used to show you that song. When we first heard it, we couldn't believe it. They said, how would anybody put this song out? But yet, it's been around for at least 50 years.
Really?
Yeah. Been out in the 50s.
And your parents, they put this out on the record?
No, they distributed it.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It was done on a small label, record label. And it was done really as a joke almost.
And it's still kicking.
It's still kicking. Oh, 50 years later, it's still kicking. Really more than 50 years. Yep.
Hey, you know what we were talking about off the air about Mischief Night?
Yeah.
I bet the fellow on the other end, you know, down at the studio, who's from Chicago.
Mm.
I wonder. I bet you he did things on Mischief Night.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
You know, folks, later on in the show, if you want to call in and say what you've done, I could say right off the bat, I was one of those guys who called up and said, hello, is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it. Or I order pizza for you. You didn't know it was order pizza. The guy delivered your pizza.
Look at Charles too.
Charles, what'd you do, Charles?
Toilet paper.
Where'd you put the toilet paper?
I'm throw it in the trees, on people's houses, over their cars.
Yeah, the big thing by our, where I grew up in North Jersey, I didn't do it. I'm not guilty, but they put shaving cream all over everybody's car windows. Or threw eggs.
Yeah, eggs.
Eggs, yes.
So hard to clean.
Yes.
What did you do, Chris?
Yeah, we did the eggs throwing, and we would take blindfold our friends at school, and we'll put bananas in the toilet and tell them to reach in and grab the bananas out. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, folks. Anybody out there, if you did anything that was ridiculous back when you were a kid, we won't hold it against you, whether you're sighted or whether you're blind. We won't hold it against you. We'd like to hear from you. 407-894-680. What have you done? 407-894-1680. Have you done anything mischievous when you were a kid?
You know, I was wondering if anybody remembers what we did last year. Maybe they'll call in and mention about last year's Halloween show.
Carolyn from Georgia. She knows.
Yeah,
she knows.
Maybe somebody else knows, too.
I bet she forgot, though.
No, she did. Charles remembered it, too. Nobody forgot that night.
Oh, I forgot.
You forgot?
Ha-ha.
So listen, folks. Hope everything's well. Hope you've had a good time. I'll tell you something. It's really funny out there. Life is strange.
You know what else is strange?
What?
You and me. We're strange.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Why is life strange, Michael?
Why? Because the older you get, it seems you have more problems with your body.
Then wait till you get my age.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I grow up, I want to be like you, Chris.
So, folks, you got anything to say? Why don't you call in? 407-894-1680. Right now, it's time. I think it's time for the break.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
I thought it was.
No, not a minute or so.
No, we got a minute or two.
Yeah. What are the girls doing for Halloween, Chris? I won't be able to ask you later because we're going to be so busy in the second hour.
Well, they ran me around. They had something at their school that they went and did something on Friday. They did like a trunk or treat. And then today we did like a fall festival for our young people at our church to just come in and, you know, have a good time and just hang out.
That's nice. That seems to be the thing now, the trunk or treat.
Right, right. It is. It's the nice thing to do. The safest thing to do.
Yeah, it is the safest thing to do. So we're going to go to break, Michael? Okay.
We're going to time to go to break. Going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. we're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Raboca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, raboca.com.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner, regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections, serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com. Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, H-U-M-A-N-W-A-R-E. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yep, that's it right there. I love those castanets. You're now tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show, where we are a show, the only show that I know of that is dedicated to the visually impaired as well as the visual. So we're the bridge between the gap for those that are partially impaired, visually impaired, or visually impaired, or impaired, period, and those that can see. That's what the Blind and Beyond radio show is all about. And it's geared towards the sighted as well, because you need to understand, I had some young people at my university not too long ago, had blindfolded some people, and they just pulling. I said, stop. What are you doing? Stop. I said, hey, you take your arm and just put it on the shoulder and let them guide and trust them. So, but anyways, back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hey.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for bringing us back. Did you really do that? You put the blindfold on the students and.
Yes. Because we got a couple of assignments that we're doing and we were talking. And I said, you never know who you might come across in life. So, hey, this is what you need to understand and know. And the only reason I know, because I learned from the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Well, that's the same as we did. And I know Charles knows what I'm going to say next, but a lot of organizations have what they call dining in the dark. And the sighted people wear blindfolds and they're supposed to eat their dinner with the blindfolds on. So it's sort of the same premise that you did with your students. Right, Charles?
Yes,
dining
they do.
In the dark.
It's been very helpful and enlightening to those sighted people.
Right. So anyway, Charles, why don't we go to your trivia first? And then when we come back after that, then you would like to read your first poem for the night, your Halloween poem.
Okay.
Okie dokie. So you can set up your trivia. It's a hard one. I couldn't believe you chose this.
It's easy.
No, it isn't. But anyway, Charles always picks these things off the road. Yeah.
This is a very popular song to line dance to. It was done by two groups, but we only want one, the first one. Let her rip, Chris.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I keep the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run.
Okay, Chris.
I go flying down that highway to that highway.
That ought to be easy enough.
Not to me, it wasn't. Chris, was that easy for you?
Not at all. Not at all.
Me neither.
You got me with that.
Come on, guys.
You got me with that one.
I did?
Yes, you got me.
Oh.
We got the phone number to call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Okay, I've got a poem for you.
Good.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
The title of the poem.
Chris, you have your spooky music.
Right. Ready to go.
Ready.
You ready?
We're ready.
Okay. The title, The Hag. It is written by Robert Herrick, who lived from 1591 to 1674. The hag is astride, this knight for to ride, the devil and she together, through thick and through thin, now out and then in, though ne'er so foul be the weather. A thorn or a burr, she takes for a spur. With a lash of a bramble, she rides now, through brakes and through briars, o'er ditches and mires. She follows the spirit that guides now. No beast for his food dares now range the wood, but hushed in his lair, he lies lurking, while mischiefs by these on land and on seas at noon of night are working. The storm will arise, and the troubled skies. This night and more for the wonder. The ghost from the tomb affrighted shall come, called out by the clap of the thunder.
The end?
The end?
That's it.
That's it? That's what she writes?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, listen, folks. If anybody else has a poem, thank you very much, Charles. If anybody else has a poem or something that they want to say about Halloween or Mischief Night, call in now. 407-894-1680. Hey, listen, folks. I want to tell you something. You know why we started this show originally? Was to bring the attention to the sight of people about the blind community. That was a very big reason why I did it. Another reason was I wanted people to meet other people, blind people, meet other people on the radio. This way they might be alone. They don't know how many people. Well, let me just say this to you. I'll hesitate when I say this. When I was sighted, I never knew a blind person. The only blind person I ever met was Stevie Wonder. Other than that, never met a blind person. Nope. Didn't know about Lighthouse. Didn't know any blind organizations. So the question is, I started it for those couple of reasons. Sighted people, I wanted to know about the blind community. I wanted people to meet other people on the radio. And I wanted a platform to educate people that are visually impaired and blind. That's why we started the radio show. So the people that are listening right now that are sighted, well, you know people now that are blind. You might not have known other blind people before. We have 30% of our audience now is sighted. I love that. 30% of our audience is sighted, believe it or not. When I first lost my eyesight, I was numb. I didn't freak out. I was just numb. Because mine came suddenly. And I told you all how I lost it due to stress. People say, you lost your eyesight due to stress? I said, yeah. Read about it. It's there now. Now it's become more and more popular because when I got stressed throughout my whole life, I went blind. Then I got cancer, all due to stress. And if you read about it now, stress, it does do. People now say, yeah, you can go blind. You can get cancer. Well, I got both of them. So some of you folks, you may have RP, which is a very popular disease among the blind. There's other diseases very popular. Mine, not only wasn't no popular, wasn't even popular. Nobody even heard of it. How could you go blind due to stress? What do you want?
Well, I got to interrupt. We have a caller.
We have a caller? Okay.
John from Clinton, Indiana.
John from Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
How you doing, John from Clinton, Indiana?
Chris. Hey, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween
to you.
Let me ask you a question. Were you mischievous when you were a kid?
Pardon?
I said, were you mischievous when you were a kid?
Yeah, we went out. We used to go out trick or treating, and then we'd throw corn against the windows and run.
Corn.
Indiana,
forgot.
And we also took, what do you call them, popsicle sticks and pin horns. Underneath, the guys have to come out. People have to come out and take their popsicle stick out from underneath their horn.
Wait a minute. I don't understand that. What do you mean with the horn? There was an external horn on the car, or you went in their car?
Yeah, it was in the car. You know, you go in and open up the door and put the.
People
thing
know they didn't lock the doors.
The driver, you know, the steering wheel and pin it down and. And that's what called pinning the horn meant.
Oh, my God. Charles, have you ever heard of that? I never heard of that one.
No, I never heard of that one.
That's a Midwestern thing.
Yeah, Indiana.
You
take bars of soap. Ivory soap was the best. Take ivory soap and people's car windows, too.
That's right. You're right. I do remember that, the soap, the ivory soap on the windows. Yep.
Yep.
You're bad.
I remember. Yeah. I didn't say I did it. I said I recall.
Oh, okay.
She remembers
somebody else. Doing
yeah, like
it,
my
right?
friends.
That's what they all say, Mike. That's what they all say, Mike.
I did not. I'm throwing up. Maybe my brother did.
I'm throwing up the air quotations.
trivia. Answer, I think, to the trivia question from Charles is Brooks and Dunn. Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Is that right, Charles?
Wow.
He's got the title right, but not the singer, not the group.
Oh, but it's so hard, Charles.
He doesn't have the song. He doesn't have the people who sang it?
Oh, well, did it? Yes, he did something.
What's the name of the group that sang it?
Brooks and Dunn was the second people that did Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. Well, he's got
Charles,
the title
come on.
Right.
It's Halloween. Give him a treat. It's Halloween.
I'm giving it to him, Charles.
It's Halloween. Give him a treat.
I'm giving John from Indiana. John, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yay, John.
So what was it? What was the right answer?
By Asleep at the Wheel. They were the first group that did it.
I never heard of them.
Somebody went to sleep at a wheel. They were driving?
No.
Yeah.
And they went.
They were the group that did it, Asleep at the Wheel.
Oh, that's amazing.
Brooks and Dunn did it second.
I told you, he gets weird songs.
He got some weird songs. Weird guy. A weird guy comes up with weird songs.
Hey, Texans know this song. We don't have anybody listening in Texas.
Texans, we do have people listening in Texas.
Yeah, we have people listening in Texas.
We have people listening everywhere.
Yeah.
Even on the
Yeah,
home.
That's where I first heard it.
Yeah. Well,
Thank you, John.
The only one I've ever heard of it was by Brooks and Dunn.
Yes, they did it too.
Well, that's good for you, John. You knew that. And happy Thank Halloween. You.
Happy Halloween.
It's Halloween. I'm cutting a break.
Yep.
You take care of you guys down there.
You too.
You too.
But don't think I'm going to do breaks like this every show because there's a lot of covers that do songs.
Yeah, but that was
nice. Right. Do you know what a cover is?
Yeah.
Something that you have on your bed. Something that you have on your bed that you go to sleep under.
No.
In the military, it's called a hat.
A cover. Whoever did I'll give you an example. Who did the twist was a guy named Hank Ballard in the Midnighters. Then a cover came out called Chubby Checker.
Oh, John is still there. Yeah.
John, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so we're discussing covers.
Yeah.
On record, there was a lot of, back in the 50s and the 60s, a lot of people covered somebody else's song. So the original, then came one cover, two covers, three covers. Sometimes there were three, four covers that did the same song.
I can remember Pat Boone doing Speedy Gonzales, but he wasn't the first one to do that. There was somebody else did Speedy Gonzales.
Well, like Little Richard, every song that Little Richard did originally, Pat Boone covered. Little Richard did Tutti Frutti, Pat Boone did it. He had another song by Little Richard. He did two or three songs where Little Richard had hits, and Pat Boone covered it.
Yeah.
There was a reason why, though. Do you know the reason why?
Change of audiences, I think.
No. The reason why, because Little Richard originally was only being played on R&B stations. Back in the 50s, as you know, this country was very segregated. So they didn't play Little Richard in a lot of southern states. They played that's why Pat Boone came, and Pat Boone played on the southern states, Tutti Frutti and all. So people never heard Little Richard's version in Alabama or Mississippi. They only heard Pat Boone's version. True story. That's a cover. That's what's called a cover. Well, thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Look forward to your
thanks,
subway.
John.
Okay, I guess we're going to break.
We're going to go to break?
Yep.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Thank you. Bye.
You
have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner-transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me say it again, nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Now listen, folks, I'm going to do a trivia. I want you to listen to this trivia. It's very simple trivia. Anybody can win. Listen to this. Anybody can win. The first three callers, out of those one of, I'll say it slow. Three callers will call in the next few minutes, if we have three, and tell their best story or best funny story about mischievous or Halloween. If you had a funny trick or treat or funny or mischief, anything you have to say about, but it has to be about Halloween or trick or treat. Three callers. And
it's not really trivia though.
No, well, I'm saying story. Trivia. Yeah.
And you and Charles.
Charles and I will vote to see which one is the best of the one of the three. Okay. Now we're waiting. Charles, I want you to do your poem. By the way, the phone number to call in for your story about Halloween or mischief story, 407-894-1680. Charles, you there?
Yes.
Want to do your next poem, please?
Okay. Oh, so much candy. Oh, what a delight. You had so much fun on Halloween night. Tootsie Rolls, lollipops, candy bars, and more. If you eat all of that candy, your teeth will be sore. Oh, what to do with all that candy? I'm so happy you gave it to me. In place of your candy, I left you a toy. I hope it will bring you just as much joy. A few more things I am giving to you. Mouthwash and floss and a toothbrush that's new. Use them every day to keep your smile bright. You don't want to give your dentist a fright. Happy Halloween from the Candy Fairy.
That's funny.
That's cute. That's Chris, did you hear that?
I know, right?
You should read that to the girl. Or they can, well, Malaya can read it herself. That's cute.
Dennis used to love Halloween.
Music. Wait, I hear something.
Dennis used to love Halloween.
Yeah.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who's got a story about Halloween, funny story, or a story about Halloween or Mischief Night? 407-894-1680.
It's only this hour.
It's only, next few minutes, that's all.
We have next busy few, show, second hour.
Next few minutes. Next few minutes. So, Dennis are very happy on Halloween. Yeah. I used to love, see, back then, in my day, they didn't wrap up candy.
No
wrapping up.
We even got apples.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Apple.
Gave pennies for UNICEF in those little Charles, you remember those little cartons?
The little what?
The little cartons, and we would collect pennies for UNICEF.
I remember that. Used to put them in the slots.
Yeah.
The
houses, they would put pennies in, and then we would take the little cardboard boxes to school, and then they would collect them and give them to UNICEF.
Let me tell you something. In my neighborhood, if you were one of those people who didn't give out the trick-or-treaters,
yeah,
you got it. You got up the kazoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't give out candy, you got tricked.
All right. Well, we have our first caller, I think, with this little Halloween contest. We have Peter on the line calling in from Palm Harbor, Florida.
Peter from Palm Harbor, Florida. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well. What am I supposed to do? Do a Halloween poem?
No.
I said... Anything you want to talk about Halloween, any of the stories or Mischief Night? Got to be a funny one or a true story?
This is a great story. Years ago, we ran out of candy. and a bunch of kids came to my door, trick or treat, and I came out and I said, I'm out of candy, but if you answer this riddle, I've got it. I've got something else. And I said, it doesn't grow on trees, so you don't know where it's been. And even though it talks, don't put it where your mouth is. What am I talking about? And they waited, and one of the kids yelled out, he said, money. And he was right. You know, don't put, right, money. Don't put your money where your mouth is. You know, money and money talks. So I linked this thing together, and so I handed the group $20. I said, "You share it among yourself."
Wow! How much you handle? $20.
Well,
that's,
you know,
a lot of money in those days.
It was late.
How long ago was this? Because I could tell you how $20. Yeah,
it was about 5 years ago. It was like kind of a Halloween riddle.
Man,
you know,
that's $5 a piece.
Huh?
That's $5 a person.
Yeah, sure. And what was funny was that it was pretty late, and we kind of obviously turned off the lights, but then we got a knock on the door. It was a straggler. It was like, who's this trick-or-treating? And it was a person who came to the door who my mother had seen earlier that night. So she was obviously down the road, and they said, we got $20. And so she came to my house expecting it the same thing. But it doesn't work that way. Lightning doesn't strike twice. You know what I mean?
That's a great story.
So I had to send her away. I said, do you want some advice? And she goes, never mind. And she walks off the porch.
That's a good story. Well, we'll see.
That's a great story.
If nobody else beats that one, you won then.
Yeah, nobody else competes with you. Yeah. Right. You might have won. Well, thank you, Peter.
That's a good one.
Are you giving out candy tomorrow?
Or advice. No, I'm going to give out advice tomorrow.
I think they want the advice. Let
me see if you beat this one. When my grandchildren were going out, I went out with them when I first went blind. They said, Grandpa, what are you going out as?
What are you supposed to be?
I said, I'm going out as a blind man.
Good.
I was blind. Just turned blind. I said, I'm going out as a blind man.
That's a true story.
You know, you were talking about covers before. And you know that song Eddie Floyd did it, Knock on Wood? And years later, it was covered by someone named Amy Stewart, and that went to the top. It was a disco version. So sometimes when you do a cover, you're not just covering it, you're also, like, bringing it up to date. You know, let's do a disco. She did a great disco version of Knock on Wood, which, by the way, it's like Halloween because it's a pagan. It's a pagan thing. Knocking on wood is like waking up the spirits.
Where are you from originally, Peter?
Huh?
Where are you from originally?
Glen Ridge, New Jersey. That's in Essex County.
That's not Philadelphia. Glen Ridge. Glen Ridge is where you're more towards New York, right?
It's in Essex County. Same thing. We are two towns away.
You know what?
Oh, Essex County?
Yes.
Is that next to Union County? Where's Essex County?
No, Essex County, I don't know.
Oh, out of the tunnel or the bridge or something over there?
Well,
that's North Jersey.
If you know where Newark is, you head west, you go through Bloomfield, and then Glen Ridge, Montclair.
Oh, Glen Ridge. You know Glen Ridge.
Yeah, up by Montclair.
That's where Emily's from.
Yeah.
So he's not from Philadelphia. Lynn thought you were from Philadelphia when you talked. I said he wasn't from Philly.
I'm still rooting for the Phillies. To tell you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I stick with the Northeast and the underdogs. I love the underdogs.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you for Peter calling. I appreciate it. We'll see if anybody else calls in and beats you.
All right.
That's a good story. Good story.
You too. It was a great story. Keep on listening.
Keep on listening, yeah. So anybody else?
That was a cute story.
Cute story. You're a cute girl. You know that?
Okay.
Yeah. So anybody else calling in? 407-894-1680.
Okay, so they have to do is call in and give us a nice little Halloween story.
They have to win. They have to be the best story.
Okay, so but three people.
Well, if only one calls in, we'll see. Our audience might not want to call in.
You don't try, you don't win.
We have a shy audience. They hate to call in.
Because, you know, I got plenty of stories for Halloween.
You know, you're told, I got to tell you something right now. This is very interesting. You know, you people that are shy. Lynn and I went away this weekend.
Actually, we just got back.
We just got back. So I want to tell you a story. Lynn didn't feel it. The hotel was giving free breakfast. I told you about this hotel, Holiday Inn Express, in Bradenton.
Very nice place.
So Lynn didn't want to go out for breakfast. I did. So I went down, and the hotel gave us a room not too far away from the restaurant. And the restaurant was buffet. Now, since I'm blind, of course, I had a problem because I can't touch everything. That's not right. So I said, is anybody here that can help me? Nobody answered. Can somebody help me? Nope. Nobody answered. So finally, this guy came by and said, can I help you? I said, yeah, I'm blind. Now, see, audience, I said right off the bat, I'm blind. Can you help me? A lot of you people don't call the show. You're afraid, whatever. Don't ask me why you're afraid. But the same way I said to this guy, can you help me? He said, yeah. I said, I'm blind. I'd like to get breakfast, but since I don't know what's there, can you help me? He said, of course. So he started telling me different. Oh, I said, yeah, I would like that. I love turkey sausages patty. Oh, we have different kinds of eggs. And what kind of eggs you got? We have cheese omelets. I'll take the cheese omelet. Okay. What else you got? Bacon. I'll take that bacon. So you want toast? I said, yes. Got any peanut butter? He gave me peanut butter. Any juice? He brought me orange juice and water. So make a long story. It was all finished. So I said, are you the waitress here? She says, no, I'm the head engineer. The head engineer. Where's the waitress? They're not here right now. They're in the kitchen. I said, I can't believe that you helped me as the head engineer. He said, well, anytime you need any help, let me know. I'm here. I said, that's very nice of you. The story is, folks, open your mouth and talk. Don't be afraid. You can call in this radio show anytime you want. We're not going to bite you. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You got a story to tell about Halloween? Tell it. Maybe just we'll laugh. It's funny. It's cute. Now, this is your show. It'd be nice to listen to what you have to say. You hear the silence? I did that on purpose. That's what happens when I don't talk.
You're not supposed to have silence.
You're not supposed to have talk. You're not supposed to have silence on a radio show.
It's called dead air.
It's called dead air, yes, ma'am. So the point is, you could call if you want to. 407-894-1680. So it looks like Peter's going to win because nobody else is calling in.
Well, I don't know. Hold on. I got a caller coming in. Hold on.
Okie dokie. This is your time to call because the second hour, we're going to be busy, busy, busy with our guest callers. Let's see who's there.
By the way, if you ever go into Bradenton, Florida, Lynn and I really recommend this hotel, Holiday Inn Express.
It's the only one in Bradenton.
Yeah, it's the only.
And it's right near the beach.
Well, what do you mean? It's the only. They have other hotels in Bradenton.
It's the only Holiday Inn.
Oh yeah, it's the only Holiday Inn Express in Bradenton.
Right.
Very good restaurant. Very good food. Oh, listen to this. The mattress on the bed is outstanding. Yeah, I'm serious. I've been in a lot of hotels in my life. This hotel had great mattresses. Wonderful, and the rooms are clean and nice. Lynn checked out. She don't go anywhere unless it's clean.
Oh, we have a first-time caller.
A first-time caller. Oh, listen to this. Yay. Where are they calling
all
from?
All right.
Glenn from Tamarack.
Glenn from Tamarack. Hi. Glenn from Tamarack.
Welcome, Glenn.
Welcome, Glenn.
Hello there.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi. Yes, I have a short story. I think it's kind of funny. My boys, when they were little, I would walk around with them to get candy around the neighborhood to chaperone them, you know, and to watch over them. But I just didn't want to walk around without any type of garb on. So I got myself a big king size white sheet and hung it over my head so you couldn't see my face whatsoever. And it trailed on behind me. And then I went out to the garage, got a very heavy metal chain that dragged behind me. And all I had to do was wiggle it, and it made the rattling sound. And when I went down the street, these kids went 20 feet around me. They didn't want anything to do with me.
They were afraid of that chain. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What part of Florida were you in back then?
I'm sorry?
Were you back in Tamarack then?
No, that was up in Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Okay. The reason I'm saying that, because you know, in the South, you don't wear sheets over your head.
Oh, I know. I understand that. No, it didn't look like it. It looked definitely like a ghost. I'll tell you that.
Dear Ohio. That's very cute. Very cute story.
You bet.
So listen.
Thanks. You must be listening on the radio, maybe.
Are you listening on Tamarack WFTL down there? 810, 850 on the AM now?
Glenn?
I
think we lost him.
Glenn, do we lose you, Glenn?
Right. Yeah, we lost him.
Glenn, why am I?
Call back, Glenn. I need some information from you. Call me back.
Right. Glenn, I'm going to give you a prize. You and Peter both won.
Right. That's nice. That's
two nice good. People that's called in. Now, no more calls. Peter and Glenn won.
Happy
Halloween to both of you. They both won $10 gift cards. Glenn, call in. All you have to say is trick or treat. You won yourself $10. And Peter, about the $20, you got 10 of it back. See, it only cost you $10. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Peter and Glenn both won. Peter, call back. Glenn, call back. 407-894-1680. Glenn, if you're listening.
Charles.
I would have liked to talk to Glenn.
Yeah, well,
he sounded like he was sighted because when he said he drove.
Yeah, I heard him cough, and then we
lost
this.
He's from Ohio.
How does a sighted person sound?
Yeah, Michael.
What? No, he said not the way he sounds. I said the way he said he drove. He drove.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
they said all sighted people sound alike.
Yeah.
All sighted people sound alike, just like all visually impaired people sound alike.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you know.
But he said he drove.
Yeah. So we're going to go to break, Chris, and then come to the top of the hour. Now we lost Chris.
Oh, jeez. We lost Chris.
No. I had got Glenn back. I got Glenn back on the phone line.
Oh. Okay, good.
Oh.
Hey, Glenn, are you there?
Yes.
So, Glenn, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
How about that?
Glenn, are you sighted?
I'm very excited, yeah. I'm doing something
no.
every day.
No, he said, are you excited, not excited? Can you see?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the word. I'm driving.
That's okay.
Are you visually impaired, blind, or sighted? Which one of the three? Can you see?
Well,
you not see?
He said he's driving,
I'm okay, sorry.
That's what I thought he said.
No, I can see.
He's driving.
I can see very well.
Okay.
I understand.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Glenn, hold on one moment because I need to get some information from you, all right? So hold on one moment,
Alrighty,
all right?
Sure.
He said, I'm very excited. No, are you excited? Listen, Mike, let's go take this break. It's the top of the hour.
Okay.
We're going to break. We'll see you back on the other side of the hour. Take care. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
This is WOKB 1680 AM Winter Garden
and W264 DV
100.7 FM Kissimmee, the heart and soul of Central Florida.